pitch to the number
again.
23.
On the right side, breaks a tackle. A 7-yard gain, it looks like. Nice gain on first down by Kretschmer.
As they get it into Bad Axe territory, they'll have the ball on about the Bad Axe 42-yard line. Tackled by number 17, Chandler Cady, and 53, Luke Subject for the Hatchets. Second down and short. We're going to be about a yard and a half away from the first.
As we see, Lakers now starting to build a little bit momentum. They're trying to find something that works, and they're building and building that momentum that they need to get back in this ball game.
Lakers break over the ball. Hatchets stay with the, well, they're going to stack it up there in the front.
JT Warren out far to the right side.
Back with number 23, Zach Kretschmer.
Boy,
they're looking for a yard and a half, and I don't know if they got it there.
It is not there.
He's close, but not quite. Number 15, Micah Gordon in on the tackle for the Hatchets. And that's going to bring up a third down and still short, about a yard. What did they gain on that one, about 2 inches?
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah, at least it was a gain.
Yeah, gain of something there. That's all that counts. Move forward.
They're down and about a yard to go here for the Lakers on the Hatchet 43. Keeping a tight
Ryder
formation.
In the backfield. Back. Right up to Ryder up the middle.
He gets
the first down, it looks like.
That was a straight ahead dive out of the eye.
Power back. And they pick up the first down there.
Number 44, Jared Ryder, the senior fullback, took it straight up the middle and a first down. First down for the Lakers on the Hatchet 40-yard line.
That is classic Laker power ball right there.
Yep.
That is exactly what Berberg wants to do every single play.
And they'll play a whole game like that.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 yards, 4 yards,
absolutely.
6 yards. And again, here we go, number 23 off the right
Kretschmer,
side, Zach
breaks
Kretschmer.
A tackle.
Kretschmer off the right tackle, and again, that little quick pitch coming behind the quarterback. He takes a snap, turns around about half a step, and then just about a one-yard pitch.
Yes.
Not even a handoff. Number 10, Jack Clancy in on the tackle for the Hatchets. That'll bring up a second down and 5 as the Lakers move the ball forward. The Hatchet 35-yard line.
Up to the line with Ryder in the backfield again.
Lakers stay with the tight formation. Kretschmer in motion. Hand off the right side, and we've got a whistle.
We have a...
Before the play, looks like that was called just before the play as the whistle is blown. Timeout for the Bad Axe Hatchets. If you're just joining us, Cruise 102.1 FM, WLAW. 7:33 to go here in the second quarter with the Lakers and the Hatchets. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawood. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Services Sebring, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
And Bad Axe as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers trail the Hatchets. 7:33 to go here in the second quarter. That'll bring up a second down for Lakers on the Bad Axe 35-yard line. The Lakers to your right in the white uniforms and the blue and gold of the Hatchets to your left. It's always good to look at your radio and kind of visualize that.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't have a TV. Same play here. Okay, as
Kretschmer,
we left the last
and
one.
Kretschmer goes nowhere, if not backwards, on that play.
Tackled by 71, Cody Bailey, and 15, Micah Gordon for the Hatchets. Well, I look like about the same play almost three times in a row, Steven.
That is one thing with this offense. It is very – every play, I think they have about 5 or 6 plays in their playbook, and they run that same play every single time, and they don't go from it.
That's one thing about that pro wing like that, that there's a few variations of it, but there are
very
few plays.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot of combinations.
Absolutely.
A few little formation changes.
They have a rollout by Sears.
Screen pass to the middle. Complete.
Off to, looks like, number
35.
Yeah, Bowles.
Number 17, Chandler Cady with the tackle.
It looks like we had 18, Garrett Bowles on that screen play.
Well, that'll be enough for a Laker first down. First and 10 for the Lakers as they keep moving it, moving those chains. Going to have it on the hatch at 28-yard line. First and 10 for the Lakers. Well, I think that one play that was broken up maybe five or six plays ago so bad the hatchets got in on Sears was what they just tried to do right there, only
correct.
On the right side,
yes.
Get that screen pass set up. But you got to bump receiver.
Yeah,
the line has got to bump that defensive
absolutely,
line. You can't
yes.
just let them all
can't
of them
run,
through.
Run free like that. We have on the left side here. We have a flag down on the play here.
Number 18, Bowles, the ball carrier, with a flag on the play. We might have a face mask or holding call here against. We'll find out. Let's go to the field and see what the call is.
Hold on the defense. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Repeat first down.
Well, a hold there on the Lakers. And again, so far to start today, these penalties are killing the Lakers. These are drive killers. And with this offense the Lakers have, it does not work well when you're playing behind the chains.
Yeah, when you got some momentum going, boy, you don't need that, guys. You didn't need a hold on a quick play like that, but it was a carry to the left side. That'll happen sometimes when it gets strung out
right.
like that.
Yep.
You just never know how one official sees it.
Correct.
But they saw it as a hold. So here we go.
We're looking at first and 17 here.
And we got our official giving us a flag here. Maybe a couple. Something wrong with the player exchange. Oh, we had a little equipment timeout. As number 67, Luke Schember comes off the field. And we might have something going on with one of the cleats. So here we go with back on the field with the Lakers.
Under 6 to go before halftime here at Bad Axe.
First and 17.
Kretschmer taking
the
handoff.
Play here. Kretschmer
and
the right
breaks
side.
The tackle. We can't get away from the second tackle.
Micah Gordon stringing it out, and the follow-up tackle. Kretschmer just not getting anything on that one.
I'll tell you, with these types of offenses, you need to switch it up, throw a pass in every now and then, because what we're seeing now is Bad Axe is keying in on those few Laker runners, and they are getting nowhere.
Well, the hatchets are doing a nice job of stringing it out,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yes.
The defensive end, now that wasn't a good contain. They stretched it out. And it did get by the defensive end on the right side, but one of the deep backs made it over in time to make the tackle with really no gain. So second down, about 16 to go.
We have
and the play developing
Bowles.
Really slow on that one.
Yes,
Bowles
with
the carry.
Again, nothing there on that play.
53 loop subject, and Toby McPhee all over that tackle.
Yeah, and you saw a little trickery reverse there. Coach Verberger is trying to get something going here, and this offense just could not find any holes against this Bad Axe defense.
It just kind of looks like the Laker offense is developing. It's kind of slow motion.
Very
tonight.
Slowly, yes.
Very slowly.
Very slowly, and you cannot have that against this fast Bad Axe defense. They will get you in a hurry.
And another thing, going back to that pro wing formation, when you're going to do a lot of crossing like that, it takes time to run the play. You know, sometimes you just got to throw that slow motion cross off and go right straight to handoff. Look at what they did with Ryder and a few others.
Yes.
Straight up the middle. That crossing action just not working for the long.
We have a timeout for the Lakers here late in this first half.
Timeout for Lakers, 4:20 to go here in the second period. Here are the Bad Axe Field with the Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. We'll take a quick break and be right back after this.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Here at Laker Field, the game of the week, the Lakers and the Hatchets, hosted by the Bad Axe Hatchets. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Third and 16. Oh, the snap